ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hello, I am here with the American Heart Association's Dr. Clyde Yancey. Now, Dr. Yancey is a cardiologist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital and Chief of Cardiology Medicine at Northwestern Feinberg School of Medicine. He's here today to discuss an important study highlighting widespread misconceptions of heart failure. Dr. Yancey, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I want to dive right in. Can you describe this recent survey?
Absolutely. So the American Heart Association has taken a decided direction that is important. That is to say, we have begun to reach out to patients and especially their care providers much more commonly, much more frequently than we've ever done before. So we've always been an organization deeply invested in science, and we remain such. And we have provided, I think, immeasurable value to the practice community, to the investigative community. But we've recognized that our real constituency are patients and their families, mm-hmm. and we've begun the process of reaching out to them. So we recently decided to launch a survey that focused on heart failure. Uh-huh. Now, when you think about this, the words sound almost generic, and it would seem to be an already completed hypothesis if you approach someone and say, what does heart failure mean? It's like, duh, it means the heart is failing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take that to the next level, you discover that though about 70% of people that we surveyed in just the general population acknowledged that they were fully aware of heart failure, and nearly the same number believed it was a public health issue, virtually no one could actually define what the condition is.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of people felt that it was some sort of silent killer, and it meant that the heart just simply stopped beating.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, we need to have a discussion about what this condition is, how common it is, how important it is, and why it truly is the public health problem that everyone recognizes, but for very different reasons than because it makes your heart stop beating.
Yeah, absolutely. So can we, I see the same thing with my patients, because heart failure is such a frequent reason for people coming into the emergency department. Let's touch on what are the signs and symptoms of it in the first place.
So we need to recognize that heart failure refers to any condition where the heart is not capable of meeting your requirements, whatever mm-hmm. those happen to be. And so in very simplistic terms, after you accept that definition, you recognize that shortness of breath, fatigue, weakness, becoming very sleepy, somnolent almost, when those things are related to your heart condition, retaining fluid being another thing, then those become what we might describe as manifest evidence of heart failure. In other words, if you've got shortness of breath, if you're retaining fluid, if you can't do meaningful exercise, if you're sleepy all the time, you're listless, you can't wake up, that very well could be the beginning of heart failure. But guess what? It could be a lot of other things as well. And mm-hmm. so this is just the beginning of the conversation to talk about, is this heart failure? Because it necessarily means that we can identify some other condition that's impacting the heart.
Okay. So if somebody's starting to have those symptoms, it's important to first talk to their doctor to get a thorough evaluation.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's really important, and this came up in our survey as well, many people thought this was an inevitable consequence of getting older.
Mm-hmm.
That may or may not be correct. But there is no such thing of death due to natural causes. I've heard that since I was a little kid, and I've never been able to figure out in any course I took, any paper I've written or read, what death due to natural causes means. So we really have to kind of recalculate how we position this and say, look, what we're trying to say is that there is this condition that is simply related to the heart's inability to keep up with what you need it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that inability can be expressed in a number of ways. Don't just accept your weakness or your shortness of breath or your fatigue or your sleepiness as, well, I'm getting older and I guess that's all there is to it. There really could be a condition. And as you and I both know, as common as heart failure is, that could be the condition.
Absolutely. Now, let's also talk about, you're right, you don't want them to ignore it. Because what are some of the consequences of people ignoring these symptoms or, you know, just referring to it incorrectly and not realizing the consequences of it?
So the very staggering answer to that question is death, because mm-hmm. people who fail to recognize the symptoms end up dying either because the heart really does fail or because the heart goes into a serious set of irregular heart rhythms that leads to collapse. But let's get rid of the macabre and the dramatic and talk about what's the real consequence. The real consequence is this. It's the freedom from suffering. Those mm-hmm. people that have this condition become less well, they feel less well, their family members feel more encumbered, quality of life deteriorates. Why mm-hmm. would you want to live a life like that? If you don't acknowledge the symptoms and have those symptoms treated, then the ability that we have as practitioners and what science has taught mm-hmm. us regarding ways that we can help people feel and do better would be missed. So mm-hmm. rather than put out the scare factor and say, oh, gosh, if you don't recognize these symptoms, you might die. Well, eventually we all will die. It's better to say, if you don't recognize these symptoms, you know what? All of the treatments we have at our disposal yeah. that truly work, you miss that opportunity. You miss the opportunity to feel well again. And that should be the yeah. goal. What can That's we do so you can feel well again?
Well, let's talk about that then. You mentioned it's not an inevitable consequence of aging. And you're right. A lot of patients in the ER seem to think that. What are some things that can be done if somebody has heart failure?
So the first thing we always need to do, and you'll completely connect with this, we need to understand why. Because not every expression of heart failure is a done deal. And if we take the time to figure out why, you know what? There's some causes that are eminently treatable, and not only mm-hmm. treatable, they're reversible. So let's start at the very beginning and say, why is this condition happening? Mm-hmm. Now, once we've answered that question, then we can do the straightforward things and move on to the elegant things. But we have a whole menu, and I do intend to use that word, a whole menu of options to help people feel better.
Okay. And that's very, very important for people to know that there are alternatives. They don't have to live that way. They can drastically improve their quality of life. You know, as a cardiologist yourself, you know, what's one of the most important things you would like your patients to understand about heart failure?
The first thing I'd like for them to do is to take the concept of failure out of the discussion. Failure reflects a historical context that reflects the way that we were educated to understand this condition. But it doesn't necessarily reflect a contemporary context. Because if you think about this, once you have a conversation about heart failure, the conversation is already over. Once the patient hears me say, I think you have heart failure, nothing else I say connects. And mm-hmm. so the thing I try to do is to reframe the conversation from the very beginning. If you'll give me just a moment for a short tangent, I can remember traveling to a national meeting as a speaker and being taken from the airport to the meeting venue, being the only person in the van. The driver said, I don't get it. Why are so many of you people excited to go to a meeting where you're talking about failure? And it would click. It made sense to mm-hmm. me that from a lay perspective, the very notion that you have brought failure into the conversation, that's a non-starter. That's the end of the discussion. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I try to do is to help my patients reframe this whole thing and say, you know what, historically, this thing is called heart failure, but in today's world, there are many successes that we can accomplish. So let's move forward, and let me tell you the next things we can do to help you feel and do better.
That's wonderful. All right. So your point here is just really spreading the word. The AHA wants to spread the word of, you know, it's not inevitable and there are things that you can do about it as well.
Yeah, and there's another point here, and I hope time will allow me to permit to
you have it. You have 20 seconds.
A lot of people get this condition. And so all of us need to realize that it's us, not them, who are at risk, and we can help people across the board.
It's so true. Dr. Yancey, you make some excellent points. I'm going to have you back because I know we had to cut you short, and these are some fantastic points. Heart failure is such a common condition, but we got to reframe it to really help all of our patients. All of our listeners can follow Dr. Yancey on Twitter at NMHHeartDoc and the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Medicine at heart.nm.org. On Facebook is Bloom Cardiovascular Institute and Twitter at NMHNews. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.